You're listening to a DM podcast.
To be honest, my main preferences are British and European women, but they don't strictly have to be those. I'm still pretty open-minded. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Mr. A+. I hope everyone is doing well. Today, I have some very exciting news to tell you all, and this is something I believe is for a noble cause for people on the spectrum. Joining me today is a young woman who was previously a radio host and sports talent manager, and now she is the co-founder of an exciting new project that aims to help people like me find love. Let's all put our hands together for my final guest of the year, Holly Fowler.
Thank you, Michael. What an introduction. That was great. I wish you could introduce
That's
me every
all right.
day. That was great.
Thank you. How are you and your family doing?
We're doing well, Michael. Very busy. It's a busy time, as you know, because we've been working together, but we're getting closer to Christmas now and getting closer to launch date, so I'm very excited.
I know what it is, but would you please explain what this exciting project is that you've been working on?
Absolutely, I can. Well, Michael, you know a little bit about it, but for everyone else, the app is called Weibull, mm-hmm. and it's a dating app aimed at helping people on the spectrum find love and find meaningful connections, Michael. So I came up with this idea, it would have been in 2020, and I watched Love on the Spectrum, and I watched you in particular, Michael, who really inspired me, and I loved watching you on the show. And from there, I came up with the idea, and it's snowballed from there and turned into, yeah, something that's really amazing and something I hope will help a lot of people, and something that will be a lot of fun as well for those that try it out.
Yes, of course, because people on the spectrum deserve to find love, and unfortunately, they still get ignored in today's world.
Tell me a little bit about that, Michael.
Well, I've had a history of dates since 2019, but never had any girlfriends, to be honest. In my experience, a lot of the women that I've dated have not been on the same wavelength as me.
In terms of your interests, or what's, like, when you say not on the same wavelength, what do you mean?
I just feel like that we're not on the same level in terms of life and who we are and what we aim for in the future.
And that's what I'm hoping to kind of break down and achieve with this app, and that your profile can tell a story and tell about you and your interests, so that, you know, from the get-go, when you're meeting that person or speaking to them on the app, you already have a little bit of a snapshot of who that person mm-hmm. is, so that you're not starting from somewhere that might feel a little bit nerve-wracking, because it's nerve-wracking for anybody to get to know somebody, you know, a complete stranger. So to have a snapshot and also be in a safe place where you're speaking with hopefully people with like-minded interests and who understand you and want to really get to know you, I'm hoping that Weibull can be a really cool, fun and safe place for that to happen.
Well, like I said, it seems like a very worthy cause.
Thank you, Michael. And would you like to share a little bit about what we're doing together as well? Because I am so excited, because it feels like this app has come full circle for me, because, you know, I was watching the show and I, you know, adored you from the show, and then I followed your podcast. And this is pretty cool that I'm on this podcast today, but also that you'll be an ambassador for Weibull, because you're the whole reason that I even came up with the idea in the first place. So it's funny how life works in funny ways.
Yeah, it does.
It kind of feels like it's all matched together for a greater purpose to help a lot of people and to have some fun along the way. So are you excited to be an ambassador?
Yes, I am. Definitely am. But I am somewhat nervous as well, because this is all very new to me.
Yeah.
I'm not really too sure what my dues will be long term, but I may need some help navigating these responsibilities.
That's all right. We're a team.
And because I still have my acting career to worry about as well.
I know. You've got a lot on your plate. You're ambassador, podcaster, actor extraordinaire.
Yeah.
You're going to have a busy diary.
I suppose. because I'll be busy filming a television show, the podcast will have to be on hiatus. I had to come to that decision with a heavy heart.
Well, aren't I lucky to get on your last show for a little while?
It's because there's only so much an actor can do. As much as I love to do both the podcast and the show, it's just not possible.
Yeah. Well, you can only do what you can do, Michael, and you're doing a great job. We are so excited to work with you for the app and also to hear more about this movie when you're allowed to tell all of your listeners.
It's not a film.
Not a film.
Everybody keeps getting television shows and films mixed up.
You're the expert, Michael, not me.
That's because I'm a pop culture buff.
I know you are.
And besides, with films, you only get one story. Where's the fun in that?
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Television shows are better.
I'm looking forward to binge watching your television show.
Thanks. But I can't, but I'm also obligated to not talk about it too much.
Okay, well, save a few secrets up your sleeve for closer to the time.
Yeah, of course. I was also going to ask you, when did this brilliant idea first come to mind and why do you think this project is so important?
Michael, I was single and going on lots of dates as well in a time in Melbourne where, you know, unfortunately for a long time we were in our houses and, you know, all we could really do was watch Netflix shows and try and keep ourselves occupied. And, you know, I was kind of getting tired of online dating and I felt like, you know, people I was meeting out in a social setting, I wasn't really meeting like-minded people. And I guess I was feeling a little bit like, you know, I really like to meet someone, but I wasn't quite there yet at that time.
Yeah.
Then I was watching the show. I was watching Love on the Spectrum and I, in particular, was just like it, I fell in love with watching the show and I loved watching you. I thought you were just so brave and so passionate and I thought, you know, and what watching you really inspired me because I was like, well, look at you out there, putting yourself out there. I should be able to as well. And but then I guess I was aware of other dating apps that were sort of out there on the market, but I didn't feel like there was anything appealing to such a large community of people that are so willing, you know, to put themselves out there, but just might need a little bit of a helping hand along the way in terms of making a community solely for you, so that you can meet people, like-minded people in a safe place where you feel like you can be yourself and where yourself is celebrated.
Yeah. In fact, most of the girls that I've dated, I didn't really have much of a connection with most of them. And I was actually on eHarmony for the second time in late 2021 to early 2022. I only got one date from that 6-month membership.
Mm.
I could have gone on more dates with this person, but she couldn't commit to anything because she had long-term plans to move to the US, which she'll be doing next year.
Yeah.
So how could we possibly pursue anything?
Yeah.
But out of all the women I've dated, two people actually are not from my area. They're actually from other parts of Australia. Mm. One of them is from Melbourne and the other's from Perth.
You never know. You might have to tee up a date in Melbourne. You've got to come here and visit me at some stage so you can tee up a date at the same time.
My gut tells me that I would have more success finding a woman in Melbourne.
Well, you never know. And, Michael, you're about to be away filming as well. Yeah. You don't know who you might meet or who you might meet on cable.
Yeah, I suppose. But would I be using the app myself?
Well, I'd love you to use the app because you've got to tell us what you think about it as well. Like, I mean, you've seen little sneak peeks, but once it's ready to go, I can't wait to hear your feedback.
Sure.
You need to get on Weibo and then you can set your location that you want to have a look in Perth and see who's around Perth.
Perth or Melbourne.
Or Melbourne.
Because Melbourne is also a place where you find British ladies.
Oh, you like a British lady. I love that.
Yep.
Well, Michael, what's even more exciting as well is we will be launching, as you know, in Australia early 2024 and then quickly followed by the UK and the US. So there'll be hopefully lots of lovely British ladies on Weibo for you to speak to.
Yeah, hopefully. To be honest, my main preferences are British and European women, but they don't strictly have to be those. I'm still pretty open-minded.
And what's really important to you, Michael, on a date or in a first conversation?
That we both get along and we both take an interest in each other and find out what's interesting about ourselves.
And they need to know the difference between a film and a show. Michael, maybe you should put that in your bio.
That's not a criteria.
I'm just joking with you.
I would prefer it if she was a lady type.
And what would be your ideal first date? If you were on Weibull and you were having a chat with someone and you really liked how the conversation was going, what would you suggest for a first date?
Well, if I'm being biased or had things done my way, I would have selected dinner, but that's a bit too serious for a first date. So,
no, dinner's lovely.
Yeah, but I've been told by some people in the past that dinner on a first date is a bit too serious. So I've been told that the traditional way to start is to do something more casual, like having coffee in a cafe or lunch somewhere.
That sounds nice. Coffee or lunch. Lovely. Yeah.
We've been communicating about this app for quite some time now. Can you explain to our audience what I will be doing?
Michael, you are such a important key to what we are doing with Weibull. I mean, it's all well and good that we've got this app and we've spent a lot of time and a lot of consultation in making sure that this app, you know, has really considered tools for people on the spectrum that navigating dating and navigating, you know, talking to strangers and all of that, and hopefully forming some really lovely connections, whether they be romantic or friendships, whatever it is that you're looking for at that point, because that's also important. Yeah. It's great that we've got this app now and it looks great. It's user friendly and, you know, we can't wait to launch it. But I think it's really important that our app has somebody like you, Michael, speaking for it and being supportive of it, because you know that you know me and you know the team behind me. You know, to have your support pretty much from the get-go, Michael, to see us all the way through to we've nearly, you know, finished development now and we're ready to launch early next year. You know,
that's wonderful.
To have you there and be supportive and be a voice for our app and also for, I guess, our intentions and us as a team that, you know, we're doing this for good reasons. We have, we have consulted behind the scenes to make sure that this app is, you know, something different and that it will hopefully really help. And to have your voice behind it, Michael, to, you know, help us reach the masses and hopefully, you know, get as many people on our app when we launch here in Australia will be crucial, hopefully, to our success, but also that you could be a real advocate for it because of the space in your life where you are as well. You are interested in meeting someone, hopefully the love of your life, and that you have experienced the downfalls of dating and how it can often be challenging. Yeah. And so I think you can speak about this app from a really genuine place because you also you understand the triumphs of when you meet someone and you have, you know, a nice connection, but you also understand the other part of it, which can be quite challenging sometimes.
Yes, of course. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I have a couple more questions. What are your hopes for this enterprising venture?
Yeah, my hopes are that, Michael, that we can help form connections like, you know, going and meeting someone and having a really fantastic experience, a date, whether that's a romantic relationship, whether that's a new friend. My hope is that as many people as possible can join Weibull and have a really positive experience and hopefully form a connection that they otherwise might not have, whether that's because, you know, someone might not leave the house or they might be in another state or, you know, whatever it is, they might experience some anxiety around going on a date straight away. Whatever that kind of challenge is, I'm hoping that Weibull will be a helping hand with that. Yeah. That's my aim.
Yeah, of course, because people, neurodiverse people deserve to find love.
Absolutely.
And I'm still on a quest for it myself, in spite of the fact that so many people have asked me, have you found a girlfriend yet? And it's always in the negatory. I was going to ask you, when exactly will this app be launching? But I think you've answered that question too.
Launching early 2024. which we're very, very excited about here in Australia. And then quickly after that, next year, we'll launch in the UK and the US as well. And Michael, we know that that might coincide a little bit with some other exciting announcements coming out of potentially the UK with your endeavours. So I won't spill too many details, but it might be a nice alignment.
Yeah, I believe it would. It would benefit both of us.
Absolutely. Yeah, it would be great.
And anyway, what can people do now?
When this podcast comes out, you know, we're at the moment we are looking for as many people as possible who are really excited to jump on and try the app. We're putting together a group of people to test the app, and the reason that's so important, Michael, is obviously the tech side of it, that we, you know, test for bugs and all those great things when it comes to technology, but also that it gives us an opportunity to get real feedback from real people about the tools that we've built to create, you know, a really safe and enjoyable place to get to know people
on the
label, so that we can gather as much feedback as possible from this test group. And so then we can take that feedback on board. We can make any final changes that we might need to, or someone might give us some amazing feedback and we go, oh my gosh, we have to add this in. That test group's really important, and we're looking for as many people to come on that journey with us as possible. So they can go to hellowabel.com, add in their email and their phone number and give us their name, and they'll, once the app is ready to be tested, they'll get a unique link and they can jump on and see the app before anyone else.
Nice. But also, we also need to make sure that the people who use the app are actually talking to the other person is their authentic self and not someone pretending to be that person.
That's something that's really important as well, Michael, because we'll be testing out technology in that build of the app, AI technology, to make sure that that person is who they say they are. It is going to be a safe place, and that you don't have to be concerned about those things, because that's really important. So we've used as much, you know, technology by way of safety that we possibly could, and that they can give us feedback on their first experience of Weibo and also get to see it before everyone else does, which is pretty cool.
Nice. And as I mentioned before, I am still somewhat nervous about taking on the responsibilities of this ambassadorship. So I may need guidance and some assistance in some areas.
You'll have all my help, Michael.
Excellent.
We're a team, and you know, we wanted to work with you because you're Michael. So if you're just Michael Theo and you would just be yourself, then nothing could ever go wrong, because that's the whole reason that A, we came up with the app, and B, that we're working with you. So if you just be Michael, we'll have a great time, and then there's nothing to worry about.
First off, that's not going to be a problem.
Exactly.
Second, my parents always encouraged me and advised me to just be myself and nobody else.
Well, look how far it's gotten you so far, Michael. Just being yourself. Look at all that you've achieved. We're sitting on this podcast together. You're the face of my app, and you're about to go away and film something so amazing. You've gotten so far just by being Michael Theo, so why would you ever stop?
That's because I just like entertaining people.
Well, you definitely do that, that's for sure.
Yes, I do.
You know, you're fantastic. Well, thank you so much for all your amazing questions, Michael.
Thank you, Holly. This enterprise sounds very promising to me, and as I mentioned before, a worthy cause. As the ambassador of Weibo, I will do my absolute best to promote Weibo.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Holly. It has been really great to chat with you.
It's so good that I got to come on Mr. A Plus. This is the best day ever.
Yes. This is a very safe space to talk.
No, it's great, Michael, and to have your support means a lot. And I'm feeling a little bit emotional being on this podcast with you, because to be able to work with you is really special. So thank you.
Thank you, Holly. I really appreciate it. It means the world to me.
We'll look forward to chatting soon. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Holly.